My eyes raced down the barrel of my rifle in frantic fear lest the tiger be gone. The tiger was there, to the right of the buffalo, a picture of savage life and death. So he must have stood many times over his kills, cautious yet bold in his great strength, lording it over all the jungle and inspiring terror in every living thing. I dared not extend my gun as I wished. I leveled it as best I could, stepping backwards, and aimed at the head for the brain shot I had been told was the best. "Ready?" I breathed. Then before Herbert's signal came back, the tiger began to move his head from side to side, looking up at us. I had been told to wait till he began to eat, when I would have a chance for a clear aim, but I dared not wait. I shifted my aim hastily from the brain to a black stripe across the backbone at the top of the shoulder. I never felt so cold and tense in my life. "Ready," breathed Herbert. I was to fire at any time now, and he was to follow with his big gun in case mine had missed. He was giving me the shot, but we weren't going to lose that tiger if we could help it. I fired on the instant, and the roar of his gun followed mine. Then the roar of the tiger drowned them both. I tore out around the corner of the blind where I could see in the open, and Herbert plunged after me. The tiger was down. We could not see him in the deep grass, but his snarling roars told us he was out there. "He's down," we said, and then, "He's gone," for now we had a clearer outlook and saw that he was gone from beside the buffalo. The snarls were going away.